And now...
Yes, it's Vince Vinyl on the hottest sounds in town. KCUF 92.9 FM, Boulder Creek.
My pleasure to be here, and thank you for being here, too. Great to have you along whenever you tune in, but now it's 10 p.m. and time for the 8 August 2014 edition of the Fighting Forces Friday show, and it's especially good to have you here for that. The FFF program is our weekly declaration of support and thanks to uniformed men and women in Afghanistan. We record the 10 p.m. to midnight hours of the broadcast on Friday nights and then burn it to disc so we can send packages of them to those folks. And we always include a reminder of the extremely serious mission waiting for them at home. We need them back here in good order when their work is done. That said, let's not slow the momentum. We'll keep the tunes rolling.
Sitting in a bar room, counting my dough, running out of money and places to go. Sitting in a bar room, drunk at night, I won't get to sleep till the first day. Crawl back to you, baby, can I crawl back to you? Going to the bus station, nothing in my hand, gonna buy a ticket for the promised land. I ought to be arriving in a day or two, the bus might leave me, can I come back to you? Baby, can I crawl back to you? Baby, can I crawl back to you? Ran out of money, but I got a place to go. I ought to be leaving in a day or two. Get myself together, can I come back to you? Baby, can I crawl back to you? Baby, can I crawl back to you? Got me some insurance, paid to the brim. Jump in a river and I might learn to swim. Might learn to swim, but I might just drown. Got that insurance paid plumb down. Turn it all over to you, baby, can I crawl back to you? Turn it all over to you, baby, can I crawl back to you?
Brushed my cheek. Why don't you call me Angel? Maybe next week. Promise now, cross your heart and hope to die. But I'm misunderstood. But I'm misunderstood. But I'm misunderstood. I thought she was saying good luck. She was goodbye. But I misunderstood. try to put shine in her eyes. Wire wheels and shimmering things. Wild nights when the whole world seemed to fly. She said the thing that's so unique. When we're together, we don't have to speak. We'll always be such good friends, you and I.
Track from Richard Thompson's 2014 release. Nice to have some new stuff from him. Not new material, but new studio recordings. Acoustic recordings of 14 Richard Thompson songs. About a third of Richard's tours are acoustic, but I don't think he's ever done a studio acoustic album before. The title on this one is Acoustic Classics, and we heard I Misunderstood. Thanks to Frog for the service on that LP. Gorf Morlicks did the first song, Baby, Can I Crawl Back to You?
Hi, this is the personal nurse on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio, shouting out to all you lady GIs, just to let you know how much we all appreciate what you do and how much we respect you for doing it. Stay safe and get home in good order, because we need you back here, too.
65 bracelets, dirty street trash clothing, something missing?
Complete the look.
Complete the look with a single-hand fingerless lacy glove at Vice City's one-stop shop for people who know underwear should be worn on the outside.
Wow, you look trendy.
Complete the look.
Complete the look.
Say, it would have been his birthday this week, and I've been thinking about Terry Dolan a lot. Terry Dolan, the front man for Terry and the Pirates, and what a band that was. John Cipollina, Greg Douglas, David Hayes, Nicky Hopkins, and a number of other top-shelf rockers doing time in the Pirates over the years. Terry passed away a few years back, and he left a huge vacancy in the Marin County Rock and Roll stable. Here's one of my favorite Terry and the Pirates songs. It's called Purple and Blonde. There are many things we know, and some of them are even true.
Yeah. Time is ticking off the clock. I'm stuck between concrete and rock. My soul is burning like the center of the sun. I believe in that road less traveled by. Sometimes I walk it, sometimes I let it slide. Those times I'm sliding, I don't like what I've become. Take a look in that well you call your soul, boy. Are you in heaven or you in hell? Sometimes it seems that you've been living by the word, but sometimes it's hard to tell. Our prison up in our minds. The key is always something that we just can't seem to find. The door's wide open, all you have to do is just walk right through. And I've seen oceans in the eyes of my daughters. They make me want to walk upon water, the bell of righteousness. It must always ring true. Take a look in that well you call your soul, boy. Now are you in heaven or are you in hell? And sometimes it seems you've been living by the word. Sometimes it's hard to tell.
I had to choose between liars and choose the fools every time. 'Cause liars, they live in their own little world, while fools lay it all on the line. And I've seen it all from one of those sides, and I watched as it all came undone. She was a fool for believing my lies, and now I'm left with the damage I've done. So if I had to choose between liars and fools, then I choose the fools liars, they live in their own little world, while fools lay it all on the line. Liars, they live in their own little world, while fools lay it all on the line.
Of a Hobson's Choice thing there, choosing between liars and fools. It's going to cost you either way. Nice track there from Jason Eady. The Mike McClure Band was before that one. Sometimes it's hard to tell. We heard Deal from Jerry Garcia's solo LP, the one with Jerry's hand up in the sky, flashing a thumb and his 3½ fingers. Jerry Garcia lost about half of his middle finger chopping wood here in the Santa Cruz hood when he was just a kid. Held his guitar pick with his thumb and ring finger when he started playing and seemed to do just fine, thank you very much. August 9th, the anniversary of Jerry Garcia's death in 1995, and we sure miss him. Also missed the heck out of Terry Dolan. Told you about him at the front end, so we're all caught up for now.
What do you use your Fleeca card for?
I use it to buy baby over the internet.
Fleeca is more convenient than cash and accepted around the world. Fleeca works overseas when you need it most. Fleeca, it's time to start paying.
You're listening to the Fighting Forces Friday Show on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio. Vince Vinyl here, proud to be your host. Just got a call from Sunnyvale Mike reminding me about the most recent rock and roll loss. Journeyman guitar player Dick Wagner died of complications from surgery after respiratory failure while on tour last week. Dick Wagner was a regular with Lou Reed in New York back in the 1970s and 80s, played on a number of Lou Reed's albums, and it was with Lou Reed's band that he hooked up with another pretty good guitar player, Steve Hunter, and those two played as a team on tour and on albums by several artists, including Rod Stewart, Meat Loaf, and Hall & Oates, and Kiss, among others. Dick Wagner and Steve Hunter, also a part of Alice Cooper's live show and studio band for several years during the period when Alice did his best work, in my mind. Wagner also wrote several songs for Alice Cooper, including the title track for Welcome to My Nightmare, and by contrast, Only Women Bleed. He wrote for that album as well. Let's hear some of his work and bid Dick Wagner RIP.
I bet you never thought that it would turn out like this. Mama's little girl, daddy's little princess. But somewhere in your fairy tale, everything went wrong. Now the sun don't shine, the words don't rhyme, we're out of time. You've
but he was really Mr. Hyde. You gave him your most precious gift. You were his bleeding bride. He tied you up, pulled your hair, and slapped your innocent face. Yeah, you were black and blue. He laughed at you. So what'd you do? Are you been beaten down, kicked around on the ground? But you took it like a woman, victimized, terrorized, paralyzed. But you took it like a woman, pushed too far, pulled too hard, deeply scarred. I know you must have felt the pain, but you took it like a woman. So it's over now, your fantasy life is finally at an end. And the world above is still a brutal place, and the story will start again. You've been beaten down, kicked around on the ground, but you took it like a woman, victimized, terrorized. Listening to every song they send out on the airwaves. Don't stop the music, 'cause it's the only thing that gets me through the night. Don't stop the music, 'cause it's the only thing that keeps her mind. I'm in my room like a child in a womb, waiting for one sweet tune to rock me like a baby. Don't stop the music, 'cause it's the only thing that gets me through the night. Don't stop.
Until dead when she was just 5 years old. You know this, nothing happened at all. Every time she put on the radio, there was nothing going down at all. Not at all. One fine morning she puts on a New York station and she couldn't believe what she heard at all.
Thank you. To my breakdown, I hope I didn't scare you. That's just the way we are when we come down. We sweat and laugh and scream here, 'cause life is just a dream here. You know inside you feel. You're welcome to my nightmare, yeah.
Songs winding up our salute and send off to stellar guitar cat Dick Wagner, who died last week. Alice Cooper was at both ends, Took It Like a Woman and Welcome to My Nightmare, both co-written by Dick Wagner. Don't Stop the Music was a vinyl track from a 1978 solo release by him, and in the middle somewhere there we heard a live version of Rock and Roll from Lou Reed's Rock and Roll Animal LP. All of those songs feature the guitar work of Dick Wagner, and on that Lou Reed track especially, he and Steve Hunter really got a chance to stretch it out a bit.
Asian pajamas? Chinese bandana? Something missing? With a throwing star, kendo sticks, or nunchucks at Vice City's one-stop shop for the silent fashion assassin.
Wow, you look like a psycho.
Complete the look.
Vince Vinyl here. Thanks very much for making Boulder Creek Pirate Radio part of your Friday night. Hope it's going well so far. Hope your summer is going well so far. When it comes to sports, summer is all about baseball, of course. And in that regard, our San Francisco Giants are in the hunt again this year. Geez, they played terrible all the way through July. But they're still just a couple of games back of the Dodgers for first in their division. Here's Danny O'Keefe with a love song that swings back and forth between being about baseball and Babe Ruth and that woman, Mad Ruth.
One day I was thinking about the Babe, and the memories he left behind, the old ball game. And the shame of it all is that they're almost gone, but there's still a few pieces I can recall. Catch ourselves to root. You know it's just a game. You win, you lose, but it's all the same. And the babe would turn and say, you know you're right, but I'd still love to play. And Ruth, she turns to me and wonders where I am and where I'd be if she didn't care. I return to Ruth to say, you know I'd be all right, but I'd still love to play. Pitcher throws at Ruth, he can't afford to miss. He held the ball like a stolen kiss. And the babe just let it fly and apologized like he'd hurt the guy. That Ruth just loves to bitch. She can afford to miss. She makes a deal as you steal your kiss. She never says goodbye. She really loves the game. She hardly knows the guy. Thinking about the babe and the memories she left behind of the old ball game. And the shame of it all is that they're almost gone, but there's still a few pieces I can recall.
You should have. It was a foggy day in the San Francisco Bay, when Home Run Willie came to town to play. And with a mighty swing and the pride of a fallen king, Home Run Willie put the game away. He's just a tired old man, was the word in the grandstands. You know he's 2 years over the hill and he's getting gray. He was the hands down best, now Willie needs a little rest. It broke their hearts to see him play in this way. Between the dogs and the beers, they followed his whole career. Every story about the glory days was told. Between their beers and their dogs, they sat in the candlestick hall. And they give old Willie hell for getting old. Then a pinch hit call sent Willie to the plate, and two on and two out in the top of the eighth. He fought of the cheers that had filled his ears as the hometown hero for so many years. Till they traded him off with a lie and a nervous call for a paltry sum and a rookie bum from the east. And then he went back home to the town he called his own, where they still had eyes to see more beauty than beast. Well, he took his stance, yes, he dug right in. His feet spread wide and his eyes were grim. Of the cheers that had filled his ears, a hometown hero for so many years. It was 3-1 when Home Run Willie swung, but it was 4-3, 400 feet away. With a mighty swing and the pride of a fallen king, Home Run Willie put the game away. Willie rounded first, hey, he could hit in a pinch. He shook his tail at the Giants bench. He hit second and third with cheers in his ears, like a hometown hero for so many years. Then when he crossed home, young of heart and strong of bone, all the bleacher bums got the point like a bayonet. They saw their worn out star, say, hey Willie, there you are. Like a walking hall of fame with the New York Mets. It was a sunny Home Run Willie left the park that day, where with a mighty swing and the pride of a fallen king, Home Run Willie put the game away.
like my baby falling apart. Somebody has gotten scarce. One man's word held the country together, but the truth is getting fierce.
Too bad.
Don Henley working solo there. And another song about baseball as an allegory for life. After the boys of summer have gone. Say It Ain't So, Joe was from Murray Head, referring to Shoeless Joe Jackson, one of the game's all-time best players, and his alleged involvement with seven other Chicago White Sox players in throwing the 1919 World Series and allowing the Cincinnati Reds to win that year. Larry Hosford also in that set with Home Run Willie. Willie Mays, another all-time great, done wrong at the end of his career by the San Francisco Giants when he was traded away against his wishes. A trick the Giants also pulled with Will Clark and some other players who carried the team at various times over the years.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Baseball Designated Hitter.
Mr. Baseball Designated Hitter.
Baseball's an intricate game of skill, strategy, and athleticism. Except for you. You just want the ball.
Want that ball now.
Our question, what's it like to be a professional baseball player who doesn't even need to own a baseball glove?
You're a star.
Still, we'd rather see you at the plate than some pitcher with a career batting average of .001.
Couldn't hit a beach ball.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, sir, on the bench a lot. Because fielding, throwing, and running are overrated anyway.
Mr. Baseball Designated Hitter.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Tuesday of next week, August 12th, marks the 20th anniversary of the 1994 baseball strike, a dagger in the heart of Major League Baseball fans, an insult, really, abruptly canceling the season right near the end. Put me right off the game, and I still root for the home team, but I haven't spent a nickel in a major league stadium since the strike, nor on anything from the dizzying array of hats and merchandise the league and the teams hawk. I'm just saying.
Well, the seats are all empty, and the batter's left the cage. Took a vote and shut it down. From the first place squad to the last place team, working for that millionaire wage. Now they're teeing up for another round. This year the season so fine, the home run crown on the line. You know that pennant race in the East would have been a show, and that was neat. But now there ain't no sound of cracking bats and cheering crowds, and why they strike I'll never know. So roll them bases out and fill them stands. Sell some Cracker Jacks and peanuts to the fans. I'm missing my rotisserie, and Cleveland still has a chance. 'Cause when that morning sports page comes around, and a settlement can't be found, the fans will still be waiting here. Let's pray it doesn't take all year. Come on, let's play. Don't be striking no longer with all that pay. You can't be suffering from hunger. Now if the owners don't mind and the union don't mind, let's get off those fat behinds and let's sign some dotted lines and play some ball.
Oh, won't you play? Hit a couple more homers. Please, please.
Take baseball and shove it. I ain't watching it no more. The owners done went and called off the season. The money grubbing whores. They're never gonna get another nickel from me, 'cause I'm a walking out the door. Take baseball and shove it. I ain't watching it no more. I've been buying them season tickets for pert near 15 years. All this time I spent my money on overpriced souvenirs. I bought a lot of hats and stupid little bats when I had a bunch of bills to pay. I wish that I could take it all back. I don't give a hoot if they play. Take these bats and shove them. You ain't swinging them no more. The players walked out on the best damn season in 40 years or more. I really don't care if they came back today, 'cause I'll be watching some other sports. So take these bats and shove them. You ain't swinging them no more. So take baseball and shove it where the sun don't shine no more. Or as we say over at my place, don't let the door hit you where the pig bit you. I bet poor Joe DiMaggio's spinning in his grave.
This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Pirate Radio for Boulder Creek, and we care about what you have to say. Here's another comment from one of our listeners.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If you fool me, you can't get fooled again.